From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport with In-Depth Arizona. Imagine you are typing away at the keyboard, checking your email, or watching the latest funny video about a cat doing something silly, and then disaster strikes. It could be a nuclear attack or some other catastrophe that causes an electromagnetic pulse, and all of a sudden your electronics are crippled. That's a scenario researchers at the University of Arizona, Columbia University, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are trying to prevent. The schools are sharing a $454,000 grant from the National Science Foundation's Computer and Network Systems Division. The U of A gets $151,000 of the funds. Officially called Protecting Networks from Large-Scale Physical Attack and Disasters, the grant project at the U of A is being led by Dr. Alon Efrat, an associate professor in the Department of Computer Science.
We are trying to find what points electromagnetic pulse attacks and other geographically correlated attacks might influence communication systems, mainly internet, and we are trying to suggest how to protect and how to recover from such attacks more efficiently.
Efrat says electromagnetic pulses can come from a variety of sources, intentional or not.
The sun might decide to create such an attack by itself. Hurricanes can be another source of geographically correlated attacks, earthquakes, everything that might cause a lot of the communication equipment within a certain geographic area to fail are under the scope of this grant.
Efrat explains a worst-case scenario.
A lot of the life sustainability systems depend on communication. If you're talking about air traffic, even, you need to know what are there in the sky which airplanes are right now before you can take off or land safely. You're talking about starting from this level of communication through trains, through the electronic power grid, through access to medical records and financial systems, etc. Internet in this aspect is much more than download videos from YouTube.
Dr. Gil Zussman is the grant's principal investigator. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Electrical Engineering at Columbia University in New York. He says his research group is gathering input from the telecommunications industry and others as it tries to find ways to mitigate potential damage to the nation's critical computer systems.
Some of the input that we get is from companies or network operators, the big network operators. You need to know what is the topology of the network, what algorithms are operating in the network, and so on, in order to be able to identify their vulnerabilities and also to start thinking about protection mechanisms. Also, this type of research is, of course, supported also by the Department of Defense. So when we started thinking about this, there are some government agencies that support this type of research because of the big implications that could be to such an attack.
Zussman says it's not the team's responsibility to figure out how to prevent an electromagnetic attack. That will be left up to others.
This is a scientific research project. We are not, the operational people at the bottom line. So our job is to look at the scientific problems that will help eventually the decision makers or the network operators to make the right decisions.
Dr. Alon Efrat at the University of Arizona says the purpose of the grant is twofold.
What are the most vulnerable area of the network? And then maybe you'd like to come up with backup plans, or maybe you'd like to shield some of the electronic equipment along the way because this particular point is so vulnerable. And the impact on the network of failure of equipment over there would be devastating. Other part of the project will ask, had an attack happen in certain particular area, how should I reroute and rearrange my network to lose as little data as possible and get the communication channels alive as quickly as possible.
And as the networks return to service, if they fail in an attack, Efrat says there already are mechanisms in place to prioritize what goes back online first. He says YouTube videos would be much lower on the list than life-critical components. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.